Corn futures continue to sag, victims of several circumstances. Agriculture Department grains analyst Jerry Norton says the big weight on the price right now, declining export demand.
Some of that because of just large supplies worldwide, and now we got concerns about Argentina with some of the loosening of their export restrictions. So there's a lot of pressure and competition against the U.S. corn market here.
In most recent years, 30% to 40% of U.S. corn has gone for export. This season, Norton says that could slide down to only about 13%. Luckily, domestic demand is holding up. Meanwhile, many farmers have tried to hold on to their corn, hoping to get prices up some more. However,
one of the things that many of the buyers are thinking is producers are going to have to sell more corn as they go into this new tax year and start it now. They're not eager to raise their bids. They've got a good, strong basis level now for farmers, but any big increase in farmer selling is going to push into that basis and weaken that price level against the futures.
So Norton says unless there's some sort of weather problem to reduce corn production in major producing countries, corn prices are likely to continue in the doldrums. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.